Chapter 5. A Special Present. At the end of the day, Sally and I waited in Miss Elliot's classroom. Marnie was there too. "I'll wait outside for you," Marnie said to Sally.
"Thanks," Sally said. "But don't worry, I'll be here for a while."
Marnie looked sad and left the classroom. Then Miss Elliot arrived and gave Sally and me some number work to do. It was very difficult.
"I don't know any of the answers," I said to Sally quietly.
I felt so happy sitting next to Sally, and I couldn't stop looking at her. All I could think about was her kissing my cheek.
"Frankie, you're not going to find the answers on Sally's face," Miss Elliot said suddenly.
My face went red. Sally looked at me and smiled. Then she wrote something on her paper and showed it to me.
"I can only do 3 questions, Sally. Kiss."
"You're lucky. I can only do 1. Frankie. Kiss," I wrote back.
"Girls," Miss Elliot shouted.
But then she gave us 2 pieces of paper with the same message.
"You can go home now, you bad girls. Happy Christmas from Miss Elliot."
"You're the best, Miss Elliot," Sally said.
"Thank you," I said. "And happy Christmas to you too." Sally and I left the classroom and went outside into the playground.
"Sally," I said, "have you told anyone about my mum's MS?"
"Of course not," she said. "I promised, remember?"
"Not even Marnie."
"I never tell Marnie anything. She can't keep a secret."
"But she's your best friend," I said, feeling very shocked.
"Maybe, but she's boring," she said.
"Let's go to the shopping centre."
"I can't," I said. "I have to go home and do the Christmas tree with my family."
"But they think that you have detention," Sally said. "Come on, it'll be nice."
"I don't have any money," I replied.
"Yes, but I have money," Sally said, showing me.
"I steal it from my mum sometimes."
We walked together to the shopping centre. It was very cold, and we stood very close to keep warm.
"I'm hungry," Sally said. "I'll buy us some burgers." The burgers had lots of cheese on them, and they were very nice. Sally got some cheese on her face, and I cleaned it off for her.
I felt bad about Mum and the Christmas tree, but I wanted to stay with Sally all evening.
Then, an hour later, Sally looked at the time.
"It's late, and my dad will be home now. What time does your dad get back?" she said.
"He doesn't," I said. "He lives with another woman now."
"Oh, I'm sorry."
"It's fine. It's better without him."
"I've felt so bad about being horrible to your mum," Sally said suddenly. "I'm so sorry."
"You didn't know. It's okay. We're friends now," I said. "Right?"
"Yes, of course," Sally said.
I wanted to kiss her, but I was too scared.
"Bye then. See you at school tomorrow. It's the last day before the holidays. 2 weeks without school," Sally shouted.
"Yeah," I said, but I wasn't happy. 2 weeks without Sally was a long time. I didn't even have her phone number.
On the last day of school, we could wear our own clothes. I didn't usually care about my clothes, but this morning I wanted to look good.
"You can wear this one if you want," Zara said, holding a pink jumper.
"No, I hate pink," I said.
I know. I'll be back in a minute.
I ran downstairs, out the front door, and went to Sam's house.
Hey, Frankie, Sam said, opening the door.
Can I borrow one of your shirts? I asked.
Of course, he said. Come upstairs.
Sam's bedroom was very tidy, not like mine. He opened a cupboard, and I chose a red and green shirt.
You can keep that if you want. I don't wear it anymore, Sam said.
You're the best, I said, hugging him. Sam hugged me back, but it felt different. I was scared that he might kiss me again.
Thanks again, I said quickly. See you soon.
I got to class early because I wanted to see Sally. But Sally was 10 minutes late and arrived laughing and smiling with Marnie. She didn't talk to me in class, and at lunchtime she was sitting with some of the older boys. I was sitting with Josh Brown and the boys from our class again.
Give me your arm, Josh said, pulling a pen from his bag.
He then wrote his phone number on my arm.
Maybe we can go ice skating in the Christmas holidays, he said.
All his friends started to laugh, and his face went red. I looked at Sally, and she was laughing and smiling with one of the boys. It was Gary Masters. I suddenly felt very hot. My stomach felt bad, and I wanted to leave very quickly.
I have to go to the toilet, I said to Josh.
After lunch, I went back to the classroom. I didn't want to speak to Sally, but she wanted to speak to me.
Where have you been? She asked. I was looking for you. Why didn't you sit with me at lunch?
Gary Masters was sitting with you, I said.
I don't even like him, Sally said.
You were flirting with him.
I only flirt with him because lots of girls fancy him, she said. It's funny.
Yes, like my sister, I replied.
Sorry, I didn't know, she said. You just like playing games with people, I said angrily.
Hey, we're still friends, right?
Wrong, I said, and walked back to my desk. Zara was right. Sally was playing games with me. It'll be fine, I thought. It's Christmas, and I'll be with my mum and my sister. I have to see Dad, but that's only for a few days. Then Sam and I will take Bear to the park and laugh and talk like we always do. We'll forget about that stupid kiss and be friends again. And I won't think about Sally at all.
Hey, Sally said, following me. I've got you a Christmas present. She took a notebook out of her bag and gave it to me. It was red with beautiful white pages.
Do you like it? You can write in it.
It's beautiful, I said. How did you know that I wanted something like this?
I've seen you writing in your notebook. I just guessed, she said.
But I haven't got you anything, I said sadly.
Don't worry, Sally said. So I'll see you soon?
Tomorrow, I said. Or when we come back to school in January.
Suddenly, Marnie shouted Sally's name.
I should go back to my table now, Sally said.
Wait, I said. I took something from my bag and put it in Sally's hand.
It's yours.
It was the little wooden bear.